Time now, guys, for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Here we go. All right, Steve, this one is from Maurice in Smyrna, Georgia. Maurice writes, "My wife and her best friend are going to a friend's 40th birthday party, and I think it's odd that my wife is hanging with a 40-year-old. My wife is 61, and her friend is 63, and they're both worried about what they will wear and how they'll do their hair. My wife met this younger woman in a lounge, and I found out the woman lives with two guys. I'm not sure what they're up to, but I hope it's not my wife. How do I find out what's up?"
Oh, hell, wow. Dog. First of all, writing me ain't the answer. I don't know your wife. I don't know the situation. I don't know what you're mad about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they going to meet a friend. Mm-hmm. The fact that the friend got two guy roommates, that ain't what they got to do with your wife being friends with them. You know.
Need to check, though.
You
need to check.
And you in your 60s, if you got to check on your girl in your 60s, dog, that's some other problem.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's concerned because they're all like, "What girl, what are we going to wear? How are we going to do our hair?"
Well, you know, women going to, I don't know if you know women or not, but that's an ongoing discussion. Like, I don't know when they stop having that discussion. Because on the commercial break, we have to hear about hair color, styling, nails, all this. Oh, they hold their nails up on the Zoom cameras. "Girl, I like your nail." Mm-hmm. You know, we ain't got no time for this. But me, Junior Tom, we got to sit here and listen to this. Because we cut them off, you know. Then.
You just don't wear that bun that's in the back. That's not going to fit at that party. That wrapped up bun that then y'all just pin it. That one.
That bothers you?
The bun? Ooh, I can't stand that bun.
For someone with no
one
hair.
Braid, there's one braid well, come all the way across the front.
Don't wear that scarf that you have with the sulfur 8 of love of man. Don't wear
that. Nobody wears sulfur 8 anymore.
Okay, well, right. It's on the shelf. Though. It's on the shelf, and it ain't on there for no reason. You're buying it.
All right, we're moving on. Carolyn.
Bergamot on the shelf, too, but don't know how to use that.
Carolyn,
look real close. You run up into some damn Proline. Keep on.
I'm moving on. Okay. Carolyn in Gary, Indiana says,
"Sporting Waves is on there too."
It is.
Go
ahead.
"My husband has a 12-year-old son that he just found out about 2 years ago. Stop. Mm. My mother was in the military, and my husband was in and out of the correctional system. So he just found out. He just found his son and is building a relationship with him. He has tried to spend one-on-one time with his son, but his mother won't allow it, and she's inserted herself into everything they do. I get it, but when she asked to stay at my house with her son, I drew the line. My husband keeps begging me to allow it. What should I do?"
Well, you know, he want to have a relationship with the boy, but you don't want to have a relationship with the mama. Now, he got to respect that. So now let me ask you something, sister. He want to spend the night with his son. You know, y'all always want to see men do better by their kids. Now he got an opportunity. So if she can't stay at the house, which I do understand, because you don't know this woman.
It's a tough one.
I do. And I tell you, it ain't happening in my house. But if you do want to allow them to have a relationship, but she's nervous because of your husband's past,
right,
maybe a hotel is the answer. Now, how comfortable are you with that?
Yeah, she's going to be there, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I can't help you with this one.
CLO?
You have no answer, no help?
I'm the chief love officer. It doesn't say nothing about the chief love solver. You can't fix everything.
Can you help the boy 12? Can you help him?
Well, no, there's nothing I can do except for the father thing. Has to be allowed to have a relationship with the son. But the mother keep interjecting herself. Now, is she doing that for a reason?
Right, right.
Hopefully she's trying to get a family out the deal. Mm. So you got every reason to be a little bit
concerned.
You don't have to let her stay at your damn house. I don't know how big your house is, but if we just going on average house size, ain't nowhere for her ass to stay. Well, I don't run up into it.
And she do that when she
all right.
The mom.
Here we go.
In the kitchen making a sandwich and stuff.
Right. No, none of that. Or walking around in her robe. None
baby,
of that.
You want something girl. Too while I'm fixing this baby something? I can make all the something. I'm make a damn thing in this kitchen.
All right, we're moving on. Mary in Newark says, I've been married for 26 years, and my husband is a retired pastor, and he does marriage counseling full time. He's also got a girlfriend that he does full time. He and I have not been intimate in 3 years, so I don't mind
what?
Him having an affair. Yeah, yeah, it's right there. You heard me. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind him having an affair. What I do not like is the terrible marital advice he gives to couples. His thing is men will be men to justify men stepping out on their wives. And I don't like that one bit. Should I tell our pastor he's a hypocrite?
These are not ready to love answers. Let me put that out there.
Ain't the pastor your husband?
Yes, yes. He's retired, a retired pastor.
Well, of course he's giving out bad advice, but he's justifying his actions too.
He's got a girlfriend.
I think if you really want to blow the cover,
what?
You probably need to tell the people that's in counseling the type of relationship y'all have, see if they want to inject that into their marriage and see how that open marriage thing going to work.
I'm telling you right now.
Pastor, maybe you ought to start sitting in on some of these sessions. Tell about us, Lucius.
It's 3 years, Lucius.
Revolution. Revolution.
So, I mean, that's her question. So you just answered it. Should I tell that our pastor is
Lucius, tell them what our arrangement is. Mm-hmm. How long has you been seeing your girlfriend?
Talking about Celestine.
Talk about who?
Celestine.
All right. All right. Thank you, CLO.
Linda,
coming
don't
up
start
next.
Nothing in here now.
It is the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this. Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.